this pantry idea comes from really from my heart. Throughout my life, I have experienced the downtown area, lots of different people, you know, the environment, as well as some difficulty myself throughout life that has required me to reach out for help. The downtown area, St. John's, I find is filled with lots of different characters. Sometimes you find people asking for change, asking for help, you know, some food, whatever it is. I found a lot of inspiration in that, and that I found myself in the same position at times in life. So I created this food pantry just as a way for me to give back and feel involved and be able to help these people, as well as, you know, I've helped myself through it as well.
So the pantry is located just outside the hip hop shop. Is that right?
Yeah, just outside. This is an old type of kind of shelving unit that we've had there. Put a tarp over it, and it has multiple shelves there to store lots of different items. You can find toiletries, feminine hygiene items, shampoo, soap, cans of food. You can find snacks, as well as a beautiful community of people contributing and coming by, which is really nice to see.
Now, I did speak with a young lady just yesterday, Gladys Guju. She has also started a pantry in the Avondale area, and she says, you know, it's heartwarming to see so many people come together on it and help contribute. But she says it's also difficult for her to know that she has to refill it every day. How often are you restocking?
I'm restocking it daily myself as well. This is a personal commitment of mine, as I feel it's an awesome opportunity for myself to be involved as well. But I also see lots of people in the community restocking it. So my dedication is to make sure it's filled every day. But I see that other people are also dedicated to the same, which is nice.
And now in the community cupboard in the Avondale area, the main demographic that was availing of it was families and seniors. Is that sort of different for the downtown area?
It is in a way. Now, I'm still seeing some seniors access it, and I'm seeing some families access it, but I'm more seeing the people of downtown. So there's a couple of people downtown who are maybe a little troubled, you know, maybe down and out on their luck at this time during the pandemic, who I've actually gotten to speak to personally as I've been filling it up and they stop by. And just the sheer gratitude and appreciation shown is incredible by almost anyone downtown in that matter.
And Josh, you say that, you know, you have lived experience with your own struggles throughout your life. How important is it for you to give back in this way? You're in a position to help others now.
It is probably the most important thing that I'm doing day to day. I find that as a person with disability myself, mental health is significantly impacted because of COVID-19, these lockdowns, and some of my own personal dealings. So I find that the ability to give back to someone just enriches my life in a way that helps me day to day. It helps me feel, you know, confident. It helps me feel grateful and worthy. And I see the purpose in life when I can give back.
And you also mentioned that there's sort of a community growing around your pantry of, you know, contributors and people who want to help. Are you looking for assistance for more people to get on board with this?
I am. I'm really hoping that the community will kind of share this responsibility with me and help stock this up and kind of work together to take care of each other in this sense. It's something that, you know, when I started this myself, I had an excellent vision and a great goal. And I'm hoping that others may share the same kind of vision and be willing to kind of step in with me. I would really appreciate anyone and everyone being able to avail of it. So don't feel, you know, if your life position is any kind of limitation of availing of this pantry. Doesn't matter where you come from, who you are, what walk of life you're in, you are more than welcome to access this pantry.